The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office.
Well, and also I think when those on the right try and make it look like Biden is out of his mind, or the Wall Street Journal does a front page piece saying Biden is completely slipping, and they don't notice at the very same time that they're covering Biden in this way that is misleading, Donald Trump is on stage talking about sharks and batteries.
Yeah.
And really, looks like he's slipping.
He's deliberately lying about Joe Biden, and, you know, while he was giving the thumbs up to parachuters. And of course, this media ecosystem, it seems more and more focused on just spreading misleading or outright false stories about Joe Biden. And
by independent observers saying, no, President Biden was not meandering off. He was going to salute one of the other parachutists. And there, and then he came back to take, the prime minister signaled him. He came back to take that photograph.
Said deliberately lying about a shot, cropping it in a way they know they're lying to the readers.
Right. An account circulating many of the clips responded, claiming the videos are unedited and promised to keep posting them.
A lie.
And also, if something is unedited, it's
really
one angle, not showing the whole story.
How about this, though, Mia? They lie about their lies, which, of course, you would expect liars to lie about their lies.
The full video posted by Biden finance chair on Twitter shows something entirely different. Biden reacting to applause and then walking off stage with former President Obama. It comes less than 1 week after the New York Post made a cover out of another piece of deceptively edited tape. Both the articles are based on cheap fakes, videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated to fool viewers. We would take the hand-wringing by right-wing media about Biden's mental fitness in videos intentionally manipulated to make him look unfit, maybe a little more seriously, if they weren't radio silent about the repeated glaring and real mental lapses happening behind podiums and on camera on the part of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. We're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos, and it is, again, done in bad faith. All right.
I wanted to say something about
Maloney. I don't have anything. I don't know specifically what happened with Maloney. As I said, it was a cheap a cheap fake. That was definitely a cheap fake. This was widely fact-checked. That video was widely fact-checked, and it is a cheap fake.
Nothing, and he's totally normal.
What I'm saying is, this is a president, right? Instead, let's step back for a second. They do these cheap fakes. They're cheap fakes. Okay, let's talk about Juneteenth. The president stood there listening to the music, and he didn't dance. Excuse me, I did not know not dancing was a health issue. That is a weird thing to actually flag. There were some folks who were not dancing either, and that has been fact checked. I mean, just because you're standing up listening to music and not dancing, that is not a health issue.
Former President Obama and George Maloney of Italy, they physically put hands on the president to guide him and show him, give stage directions. Are they doing that on their own, or has anybody asked them to run the show like that?
First of all, let me spoke to the most recent, right, by others, and he said this did not happen in the sense of what people were saying they were seeing, right, or what was being falsely reported that they were seeing. Let's not forget, President Obama, President Biden have a relationship. They are friends. They're like family to each other. And I think that's what you saw. You saw the president put his hand on the back of President Biden, and they walked off the stage after after taking questions or in a, at an event, taking questions from Jimmy Kimmel. That is what you saw.
It's all so Orwellian. Don't believe what you saw. I mean, what you actually saw with your own eyes. It didn't happen. I mean, these people, it really has gotten under their skin. These, it's all happened in the last week, the worst of it, I mean. I mean, it's been there from the beginning of this fake presidency. But just in the last week, the frozen moments, the meandering off, having to be guided by the hand. And then there are the propagandists, so many of them. They're there to tell you that what you actually see isn't happening. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. You can get to the live video stream of this program every weekday morning at 11:05 a.m. in the Central Time Zone of the United States on TrumpetDaily.com, or just go to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/TrumpetDaily at Rumble. Make sure you give us the thumbs up and leave a comment if you like the program as well. So this morning, the Celtic Throne crew, they left again for the mega tour, at least the second half. It's going to be a lot of driving as they make their way to Colorado today and then on to Southern California. Tomorrow night, just go to CelticThrone.com if you'd like to get tickets for the Colorado Springs show. I believe that's tomorrow evening, so after a lot of driving, they're going to have to stretch out their leg muscles to be ready to dance up a storm on Wednesday evening. CelticThrone.com. So the regime is freaking out. I mean, we call Morning Joe the morning meltdown. But the entire regime, as you heard there from KJP, the entire regime is freaking out. They're melting down. Their heads are exploding because they know how bad it is. They're trying to defend the indefensible. We covered some of this on yesterday's show, but it's worth repeating here at the outset of today's program. And notice the new talking point, cheap fakes. They're all saying it. Because they're all droids, they're all stormtroopers. They all represent the regime. And so you're going to be hearing a lot more about this. They're certainly not going to say, you know what, it's true, he is in obvious decline, and they should put someone else in there. Behind closed doors, they're actually having those discussions. But just think about what they're, to come out and admit it, you know, he's actually in cognitive decline. Well, then they'd have to explain why they supported him all this time. I mean, we're 3.5 years into this fake presidency. 3.5 years. They got on board early on because the dear leader chose him. You can go back to Biden running in 2019 and 20 and see where Obama, the dear leader, he was on the phone telling these individuals on the Democrat side of the ticket, hey, drop out of the race. We're going to, you know, Kamala is so unlikable, we'll stick her in as the VP. But Biden's perfect. He is the perfect puppet. And so they installed the fake president because they knew that he was easy to control. But when you just step back and look at what we're witnessing, I mean, the likability, you often hear people talk about how Kamala is so disliked. But look at Joe Biden. There's not a lot of, you know, down-to-earth likability there. Not like there is with Donald Trump. This was Joe Biden yesterday giving a weird outburst to the press pool that was being, as they often are, you know, hurriedly ushered out of the room. This is clip 7. Just very strange behavior. And again, we don't play these to just poke fun at him personally. But this is the United States of America. This is the leader of the free world. At least we like to claim that we are. And here is the fake president being led by the hand. You know, you think about the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. He was struck blind. He had to be led by the hand into Damascus as God was trying to get his attention. But here we see, I mean, what, as I said yesterday, what a perfect symbol for the state of America today. To see Barack Obama on stage Saturday night, the big Hollywood gala affair, the big Hollywood fundraiser, to see Barack Obama leading Joe Biden by the hand. And then the propagandists, they come out in full force. Victor Davis Hanson, he had an article recently on how left-wing conspiracies work. And he talks about all of these hoaxes since 2016. And he says, no wonder then that we should expect some sort of similar hoax to arise before the 2024 election. Do not be surprised when told of a secret Trump plan uncovered to round up critics in 2025 and to send them to camps. I mean, I played you I think it was in the cold open. It was yesterday where they talked about, yeah, Trump's going to execute his opponent. Execute. They're saying he's going to bring back the guillotines from the French Revolution. It's unbelievable what these people are saying. Camps or lurid revelations about evidence that Trump is in worse physical and mental shape than is a debilitated Biden, or some fantastic MAGA plot to implement voter suppression, or allegations that Trump campaign's dark money involves collusion, disinformation, and sinister foreign act. In other words, VDH is saying that just expect the wild and craziest lies imaginable, because these are professional liars. Forget about what Joe Scarborough said. Liars, you know, lie about their lies even. He's part of the problem. He's one of the propagandists. VDH says here, when we hear such things in the months to come, remember that these mythologies are usually a warning. What the left is alleging is quite often precisely what the left is actually doing. It's so when they say, yeah, Donald Trump is the one who's mentally unfit, they know. They know, and that's why they're out there trying to defend the indefensible. Keep in mind that these are all people, the ones you saw in the cold open, these are the same people who called the laptop fake. They will lie about anything. They will lie or cover up the truth daily. They'll do it all the time. We pointed out on this program. They're the ones who selectively edit clips. They're the ones who show you just what they want you to see with respect to Biden or Trump. It's going to be interesting to watch that debate next week. And I guess it's carefully controlled, where each candidate has 2 minutes. Neither one can interrupt the other. They're doing everything that they can. The most latest request is that Joe Biden can sit down. And you can see why he needs to sit. But anyway, they're doing everything they can, these debate people, to try to help the fake president. But just coming back to this fundraiser, Piers Morgan, he had an article at the New York Post, which basically says what we've been saying from the beginning. Who has played the clip of Barack Obama in late 2020 with the supposedly funny man, Colbert, where he talks about, yeah, if I could, you know, operate from the basement and the president could have an earpiece in and I could be communicating and directing everything, I'd kind of like that. Piers Morgan refers to the arm grab at this Hollywood fundraiser. And he says in this New York Post piece, you know, that doesn't look good for the Biden camp. Again, it made me think of this montage or that clip of Obama that we've played. First, I guess first we can play that clip from Saturday night at the fundraiser, clip one. In his editorial, Piers says, they were only 10 words, but wow, did they spark a reaction? I watched the viral clip of Barack Obama taking a frozen Joe Biden by the arm and leading him off stage at their star-studded $30 million LA fundraiser and posted on X what I suspect everyone who watched it was thinking. This was his tweet. So embarrassing. The Democrats can't let this go on. Surely. Are they going to let this go on? I mean, you've got the Daily Mail suggesting that they're already planning or plotting for a replacement. You've got the Washington Post suggesting that we should replace Kamala with Hillary. Hillary Clinton, of all people. These next 5 months, I mean, you're going to want to stay tuned in to the Trumpet Daily. He sends out this tweet, Pierce does, and then he says here in the article, within a few hours, a staggering 7.5 million people had viewed my post, and many thousands of those had liked, reposted, or commented on it. Millions and millions of people, they see with their eyes what's happening. And then Joe Scarborough is there to tell you, don't believe what you're seeing. Just believe us. We'll worship. Colossians 2. Pierce says here, as I thought, the vast majority shared my honestly held opinion that President Biden is no longer fit for the highest office in America. I don't mean that he's too incompetent for the job, although many would say he is. No, I mean he's too physically and mentally unfit to function at the extremely high level required to be a leader of not just the United States, but also of the free world. This is in the New York Post. This is in the Wall Street Journal now. It says, when the last Democrat to occupy the White House has to literally grab the current one because he notices he's had yet another senior moment and appears to be paralyzed like a statue on stage, it has to be the wake-up call everyone in the party must urgently heed before it's too late, doesn't it? I mean, isn't this obvious? Not to the regime media, but to people looking at this, seeing it with their own eyes. It's so obvious. We're only 5 months away from the 2024 general election, but what is now painfully obvious is that Joe Biden's already cooked as a candidate. He's already cooked. Now, the other thing I think that's that's so obvious about that Hollywood fundraiser Saturday night is, again, it perfectly illustrates what's been going on these last 3.5 years or so. It's the dear leader leading the puppet or leading Joe Biden across the stage. This is all part of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of the United States. It's Barack Obama's third term. And as we keep noting on this program, there's quite a few commentators that are now waking up to this fact. This fact. Lee Smith. Who runs the regime? We've had Lee Smith on this program. Who runs the regime? Some social media users seemed astonished that by propping up Biden, Obama appears to be openly enacting what many have suspected, but only those typically called conspiracy theorists will say out loud, Biden is an avatar for a shadow presidency. It's Obama who's been calling the shots all along. It's Obama. He's exactly right. This is why we've had him on the program.
We need to get him on again. Let's just play this montage. We played it starting in 2020. We played it. It was probably the most played montage of 2021 after the fake president was installed. They said the quiet part out loud going in. We set up all this voter fraud. He misspoke, but it was what they did. And then you have the dear leader after that talking about how much he's dreamed about controlling the White House from his basement. This is clip two.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
When we disagree, it'll be just like, so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
We might see that happen here in the next few weeks. Lee Smith says, so Obama made sure to put on a show to drive home an essential message. Fear not, friends. You're not really being asked to fund an aging and increasingly feeble man who walks into walls, speaks to imaginary interlocutors, and can't finish a sentence without gliding into gibberish. I'm supporting him, figuratively and literally, to show you what's really happening behind the curtain. This was staged by Barack Obama. He wanted George Clooney and Julia Roberts and the others at this Saturday night fundraiser to see that, look, if we can generate funds and support for this fake president, just know you're in good hands because I'm running the show. These people are skilled at staging, you know, whatever it is, a photo op or whatever, kind of like Chuck Schumer's barbecue over the weekend. I mean, he's got cheese on top of an uncooked burger patty and nothing's fired up. The grill's not fired up. He's just faking it over something so stupid. Who does this? Who fakes a photo op at a barbecue? Well, that would be these Marxist radicals. They fake everything. They lie about the most inconsequential details. Joe Biden going on and on about Uncle Bosey. Oh, yeah, he was eaten by cannibals. Did you know this? Says here, further on, Lee Smith, your vote, your money is earmarked for America's number one star. Me. This is he's paraphrasing the thought processes of the dear leader, Barack Obama, who is one of you, the able and agile political wizard you knowingly voted for twice and then a third time on the sly. It's time to get behind Barack again for your class. If not, your country is counting on you. Obama to the rescue. That's what Drudge was headlining on Friday evening, Saturday morning. They got to bring in Obama to get Joe Biden across the finish line. Listen to Jesse Waters from last night, clip 12.
If Biden's so fit, why are they not releasing the HER tapes? They're going to start suppressing these Biden videos like they did the laptop. They'll call it election misinformation and have it flagged and censored to save democracy, of course. They just put a guy in jail for a meme. 7 months for a meme. And remember, Obama blamed the Benghazi attack on a YouTube video and arrested the guy who posted it. Biden learned from the best. And now Obama's sweeping Joe off the stage like he's still in charge. Maybe because he is.
He is. He definitely is. May I refer you again to my father's book, America Under Attack. You know, Obama is right at the center of this story. And of course, it's more than a story. It's based on Bible prophecy. America is under attack from this Antiochus movement. The dear leader, he's carrying out a fundamental transformation of the United States of America. Lee Smith says, this is the final paragraph, Obama might have chosen almost anyone to serve as his avatar, except maybe his first choice, Kamala Harris, who washed out with voters. She was like 1% or less when she was running for president back in 2020. But by choosing Biden, not only hobbled by cognitive disabilities, but also riddled with corruption so profound that U.S. intelligence agencies proved incapable of hiding it. Obama sent a larger message to all of the country. Americans must acclimate themselves to the fact that for the Obama faction, president is a ceremonial role, a figurehead who enacts the policies and preferences of others with much greater and more consequential powers who are unseen and therefore unaccountable. And so when guys like Steve Bannon, when they come along and say, hey, Trump's going to blow it all up. Trump's going to obliterate the deep state. I mean, the deep staters like Andy McCabe and others, they're horrified at the thought of that. And then you hear the talking heads, retribution, you know, revenge. It's not about revenge, as Bannon keeps saying. It's about holding these people responsible for their acts of treason, for their treasonous behavior. Lee Smith says, and thus, given the faction's control over so many institutions, from media and big tech to Wall Street and the intelligence services, you no longer have any real say over your country, community, or even your family. The Trump supporters, they want to bring back Trump and give him the power to actually hold these traitors to account. Where is that? Play that clip from Steve Bannon. This is on CNN, saying that Steve Bannon is going to serve his prison sentence in a pretty hardened prison system. This is a clip 4.
Breaking news, Steve Bannon denied his request for the so-called Club Fed when he's forced to report to prison. Sources telling CNN that the longtime Trump ally will not get a cushy prison assignment, but is likely to serve time in a Connecticut prison where he could be placed with violent criminals and sex offenders, a prison that does not have individual cells, but rather an open pod layout for inmates. And CNN is learning tonight that there is also a chance Bannon could be sent to New York City's infamous Rikers Island. Let's go straight to Caitlin Poland. She broke this story. And Caitlin, I mean, this is a significant development, not at all what Bannon was hoping for or frankly seemed to be expecting.
No, not at all, Aaron, not at all what Steve Bannon was wanting here. He had expected, and his lawyers had expected, that he's nonviolent. He had not had any prior convictions. And so maybe he would go to a prison camp, very minimal security in the federal system. That's not what's happening.
There they are expressing their glee over the fact that he's going to an actual prison for what? For a misdemeanor? Because he didn't faithfully obey some arbitrary command given by Nancy Pelosi and all of the Get Trumpers on that January 6th committee, which was a fraud from the beginning. He can't defy that subpoena order, though. Eric Holder, you know, Obama's wingman, no problem. No problem. He can defy any congressional subpoena, but not Steve Bannon. There they are talking about him going to Rikers Island, of all places. And they're going to be attacking the Supreme Court. They tell you, look, if it's a jury of your peers convicting Trump, you've got to accept it. You must accept it. And then in the very same discussion, they'll say, yeah, we can't take what the Supreme Court says because, well, Donald Trump appointed three of them. He's appointed 33% of the Supreme Court. You can expect the attacks on the Supreme Court to ramp up because they've got some pretty big they're putting fences around it today. There's some pretty big decisions that are going to come down from the Supreme Court in the next couple of weeks. And my father even was saying in a meeting yesterday, sooner or later, they're going to have to weigh in on the lawfare against Donald Trump. And they may have to weigh in on all of the cheating and the stealing and the lying regarding the next November election. That would be this year. They didn't have the courage to step in and intervene on the obvious fraud from 2020. Will it be a different story this time around? You think of the Kingdom's Court and Amos 7? Look at this montage. We had this for yesterday's show, but didn't have the time to play it. This is clip 9.
President Biden delivered some of his toughest criticism yet of the Supreme Court, warning that the next president could nominate two Supreme Court justices.
The Supreme Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today. I mean, never. I taught constitutional law for 9 years. This guy knows more about it than most. Look, the fact of the matter is that this has never been a court that's been this far out of step.
Basically said, it's never been more out of kilter than it is today. I mean, do you agree with that?
Well, it's just operating like an arm of the Republican Party, which is now completely under the thumb of Donald Trump.
It's so hard to watch these decisions. And then you pair that with kind of the ethical lapses is a very diplomatic way of saying it. I mean, we're learning more and more about Clarence Thomas and what he hasn't disclosed. We have a range of different flags that are similar to what the insurrectionists were flying, that Alito has been flying outside of his home. Is why can't these justices be hauled before the Senate? I mean, they could be subpoenaed. You've made the point, just for everybody to understand, that would require 60 votes in the Senate for the subpoena to be enforced. What else could be done that isn't being done?
There's no binding ethics code on the Supreme Court, so the highest court in the land has the lowest ethical standards. They're the only judges in America that don't have a binding ethics code.
And the fact that this has fallen into the traditional partisan left-right divide is absolutely outrageous and unacceptable. This is not about partisanship. This is the fact that the highest court in the land should have the highest ethical standards, not the lowest.
I mean, I think there's a crisis on the court. I mean, in particular with respect to Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. What Justice Thomas is engaged in is just a grift. I think it would be irresponsible for the president not to talk about the fact that this court is becoming brazenly corrupt and brazenly political.
The one court they can't control. And you see how they're going. Schiff, Adam Schiff, I think it was this morning, talked about how that he won't accept the ruling from this Supreme Court. And then, as I say, in the same discussion, they'll tell you, you better accept what Judge Mershon determines. Jonathan Turley, the commentator on Fox News, an attorney himself, he said he received emails from the Connecticut Bar Association regarding a message that some of these lawyers had sent out saying they don't accept or they don't agree with the decisions made in these cases against Trump. It says here the email was concerning criticizing the prosecutions of former President Donald Trump. Turley writes, the message from the bar leadership is chilling for those lawyers who view cases like the one in Manhattan as a raw political persecution or prosecution. I guess same thing. While the letter does not outright state that such criticism will be considered unethical conduct, it states that the criticism has no place in the public discourse and calls on members to speak publicly in support of the integrity of these legal proceedings. And so here come the Bar Association, basically to intimidate attorneys into silence. Don't you criticize anything that goes through courts about Donald Trump. I mean, there again, I've talked about how the attorneys who represent Trump have been targeted and indicted. They want to send them to prison. You see why, and I'll play a clip here in a bit if I have time, but you can see why so many people are polling shows it. They see the two-tiered system of justice or injustice. And they want Donald Trump to come along and to straighten it out. This was Trump yesterday at an event. I think Newsmax caught him backstage, and he had this to say about the lawfare against him and other things as well. Play clip six.
I know you're ready for this. President Biden will go after you on the topics of January 6th and your criminal conviction in New York. How do you plan on responding to those attacks?
Well, first of all, this conviction was a Democrat hoax started by him as election interference and really attacking a political opponent never been seen before in this country. It's done by third world countries, by banana republics, never been done by this country. And it's a disgrace, and he's a disgrace. I mean, with his record and his family's record, he's a disgrace to have done it. And the gloves have come off because of it. And frankly, it allows you to speak more freely. Look, he's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look brilliant, frankly, the Carter administration. And he is just a disaster. Now we have Russian ships and submarines right off the coast of Miami and Cuba, just a few minutes away. It's just a disaster. What this man has done to our country with allowing millions and millions of people to pour in unvetted, unchecked, and they come from jails and they come from mental institutions all over the world. They're emptying out their criminals. They're emptying out their people with mental problems into our country. And he's allowing it to happen by the millions. And I tell you, he is just a disastrous president. And if we don't get him out, we've got ourselves a real, I mean, we already have a mess, believe me. I'll get it solved, but it's just getting worse by the day when you look at what's happening to our country.
Coming in by the millions, and this is all part of the fundamental transformation of Barack Hussein Obama, fundamentally transformed the United States. You may have heard of this illegal alien that came in from El Salvador. I think he murdered someone in El Salvador. And then the murderer came across the southern border, settled into Tulsa, just up the road from us, and then went over to California, committed crimes, and then he ends up in Maryland, and he murders a mother. This is from Red State. We all suspected that Rachel, that's the victim, Rachel was not his first victim. It is my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month earlier, January 2023. Then he comes into the United States in 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his enmity, it says he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023. In Los Angeles, and everyone, I believe, is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the one in Los Angeles. So he commits crime over in L.A., then he moves to, he's just moving across the country. He's on tour, this murderer. Listen to, this is the Maryland County Sheriff blaming this, as he should, on the Biden administration, clip 10.
Rachel was not his first victim. And it's my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone, I believe, is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1,800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally. Let me repeat that. 1,800 miles from the southern border, and this is the second woman in our county to be killed by an illegal alien. Suspects, in both cases, they are suspects from El Salvador with ties to criminal gangs. Should not be happening. Victor Hernandez did not come here to make a better life for himself or for his family. He came here to escape the crime he committed in El Salvador. He came here and murdered Rachel, and God willing, no one else. But that should have never been allowed to happen.
Just inviting in the third world, as we covered on a program last week. Criminal gangs. Come on in. Come into America. And how does the Biden administration, how does this fake, false, fraudulent administration answer to this or respond to this? It's from CBS. Biden preparing to offer legal status to undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for 10 years. The Biden administration is making plans to announce one of the largest immigration relief programs in recent history. He's not only inviting them in, he's offering them legal status. This is great. We'll get more Democrat votes. We can manufacture more votes. We can harvest more votes for Democrats. It says here, developing a policy that would offer legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants living in the country without proper documents. They came in illegally, and Joe Obama says, make them legal. Make them legal citizens. Let's get them on the fast track to voting. It says the proposal known as Parole in Place would also open up a pathway to permanent legal status and U.S. citizenship for some beneficiaries by removing an obstacle in U.S. law that prevents those who entered the U.S. illegally from obtaining green cards without leaving the country. The New York Post. How non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the U.S. and how Republicans are trying to stop it. And you can be sure that Democrats will scream, you're trying to deny people their right to vote. No, they're trying to deny people who are illegal in the country illegally. It says here, welfare offices and other agencies in 49 U.S. states are providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship, leading Republicans and conservatives to call for swift federal action to stop the handouts. We made the point on yesterday's show. This is not going to be a normal election cycle. I mean, even this week, you've got Fauci, of all people, making the rounds. I mean, I think he's promoting something that he wrote, but still, he's making the rounds. The regime media, they're talking again about 2020 and vaccines. It just makes you wonder, what are they planning this time around? Maybe this time around, the concentration is on the illegal immigrants. Some 10 or 12 million that have come into the country just since the fake president was installed. This is not going to be a normal election cycle. No one, never mind the polls, and we'll get to those in just a second. But no one should assume that Donald Trump is just going to waltz into office, no problem. I mean, he's out there campaigning, saying we've got to make the win so big that they can't rig it. And judging by some of the polls, especially among Hispanics and Black Americans, I mean, it seems like it's already over. Steve Bannon's out there saying he's already beaten Biden. That's why the Daily Mail's coming out with its big reveal on the Democrat Party, looking for someone else to come in at the last minute. Because Biden is lost in more ways than one. We'll see what happens. But Donald Trump, again, I played you that clip. He said all this lawfare. It's as if the lawfare has helped Donald Trump. It's not as if it has. It has. The fake president's polling numbers are just dreadful. Fox Business had a clip on how that the percentages are up right across the board. I mean, we're far enough removed from the announcement of these 34 convictions to where you can see how America has responded. It has not hurt Donald Trump at all. It's helped Donald Trump. Yet another attack that has backfired. Another attack coming from the Marxist left that's backfired. Play clip 5.
I'm just wondering, is lawfare, even the conviction of Trump, working now against Biden?
I sure think so. I mean, about 80% of Americans say they believe that there's a two-tier system of justice in this country. And they think that the law is not applied fairly across the board. They feel like they aren't treated fairly. In fact, they feel like they're judged, disparaged, looked down on. And about 68% of Americans say they want somebody who's going to fight back. And they see Donald Trump as somebody who's going to fight back. They see him as someone who's going to take on the fight for the oppressed. You think 82% of Americans think that he's going to fight for issues that matter most to them. And so when you put that all together, you've got the perfect formula for people who otherwise have supported the Democratic candidates to now go for Donald Trump. And I think we're seeing a lot of disappointment and disillusionment in how the last few years have gone. And I think they're willing to give something else a try.
And what's so interesting to me is that on the left, whether you're talking about Democrats themselves or the liberal media, Liz, all they have is he's a convicted felon and he's a threat to democracy.
That's all they have left. He's a felon. He's a threat to democracy. Well, then let democracy speak. Put it to the vote. They won't accept a democratically elected Republican. They just won't. Certainly not if it's Donald Trump. The Des Moines Register. Trump maintains a big lead over Biden and RFK Jr. despite felony convictions, an Iowa poll shows. So it hasn't worked. The lawfare hasn't worked. 2 weeks after he was convicted in a New York courtroom of multiple felony counts, Donald Trump still holds a double-digit lead over Democratic incumbent Joe Biden in Iowa. I mean, Iowa generally tilts right, or it's generally red, but it's not like deep, dark red. It's more in the middle. It says a new Des Moines Register poll shows Trump leads Biden 50-32%. 50-32? He's got an 18-point lead in Iowa. It says here the results come less than 5 months out from Election Day and before either candidate formally accepts his party's nomination at their respective conventions. But the horse race numbers are largely unchanged from a February Iowa poll when Trump led Biden 48-33. So from 48% now to 50% after the convictions, after the 34 felony convictions, really just two misdemeanors, just like the ones with Steve Bannon. And they're wanting to send him off to do hard time in prison. These lunatics, America's under attack. And as you heard from that clip, Fox Business, people want someone who will fight back against this attack. Like, as I say, they attack the president with all this lawfare. They convict him even in a Manhattan court. And you're supposed to accept it. No questions asked. Just accept, look, this is a court. This is a courtroom. This is a jury of your peers. Now, Supreme Court, we won't accept their rulings, say these radicals. But now this, as long as they convict Trump, you better accept it. You are not to question it, just like the election results from 2020. Even still, listen to CNN as they hit the panic button on these dreadful polling numbers, particularly among minorities. Clip 3.
I keep looking for this to change, to go back to a historical norm. And it's simply put,
has not yet. So this is the margin, or Biden, Trump among black voters, compare where we were at this point in 2020, compare where we are now. You know, at this point, look at this. In 2020, Joe Biden was getting 86% of the African-American vote. Look at where it is now. It's 70%. That's a 16-point drop, John. And more than that, it's not just that Joe Biden is losing ground. It's that Donald Trump is gaining ground. You go from 7%, single digits at this point in 2020, to now 21%. Look at black voters under the age of 50. Holy cow, folks. Holy cow. Look at this. Joe Biden was up by 80 points among this group back at this point in 2020. Look at where that margin has careened down towards. It's now just, get this, 37 points. That lead has dropped by more than half, Mr. Berman. Home. I just never seen anything like this. I'm like speechless, because you always look at history and you go, okay, this is a historic moment. If this polling is anywhere near correct, we are looking at a historic moment right now where black voters under the age of 50, which have historically been such a big part of the Democratic coalition, are leaving it in droves.
A historic moment. Leaving this man speechless. They can't think, their heads are exploding. They cannot explain it. How is this happening? Trump was supposed to be finished years ago. If you don't see God's hand behind some of these events that are happening, then, well, you haven't read America Under Attack. You haven't read it. You need to request this book. We've got the 800 number there, 1-866-930-3024. You can go to our website, thetrumpet.com. You can email us, td@thetrumpet.com. Make sure you get a copy of that free book if you'd like to understand God's perspective on all that's happening in the United States of America right now. Behind closed doors, these Marxist radicals, they see what's happening. All they've got, as the earlier clip pointed out, is that, well, he's convicted. He's a felon. And it's not working. So they're plotting, they're scheming behind closed doors. This is from the Daily Mail. It says, secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed. How Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president, and when they'd do it. Well, it's mostly right. Just take out Clinton, Pelosi, and Schumer, and you've got a better headline. And I know the Daily Mail likes super long headlines, but let's just shorten it a bit and give you the reality and give you what's really happening behind closed doors. When Obama decides to topple this aging president, he'll do it. He'll do it. Or maybe he showed up at the fundraiser to just reassure Democrats that, hey, I'm leading this puppet by the hand. I know he can barely leave the stage on his own. I'm guiding him. I'm directing him. I'm the real president. I'm working from the basement, just like I said I wanted to in 2020. He's got the earpiece in, the fake president. And I'm in control. Just follow my lead. Says the Daily Mail has learned that if Joe stumbles in that first face-off with Trump, or if his polling numbers keep failing or falling, it'll take a united front of liberal grandees to make Joe throw in the towel. Well, again, they refer to the four. Schumer, Pelosi, Clinton, Obama. No, it's just Obama. It's just Obama. And that's the beauty of this book. You open it to the very first few pages and you see the dear leader, and his fingerprints are all over this attack. That's all we have time for on today's show. We didn't even have time for a promo. The fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we will see you again tomorrow.